Morning. Thank you to our wonderful choir for blessing us.
大家早，谢谢我们的诗班献诗。
I enjoyed every single bit that I understood.
我享受我所可以享受的。
If I haven't met you before, my name is Dan. It's my privilege to serve as our English pastor here.
我妹妹见过面的话，我的名字叫 Dan， 我有荣幸做这个教会的英文部牧师。
And I realize every time I preach on the Chinese side, I feel like I have to do this introduction like I'm some kind of stranger.
我发现我每次在中文堂讲到的时候，我都要重复的介绍我自己，好像我是个陌生人一样。
Even though some of you I've known for 5, 10 years, a long time, but every time I feel like I have to introduce myself.
虽然在座的有很多我认识了5年以上，但是我总是觉得说要重新介绍我自己。
And as I was preparing this message, I asked myself why, when I type the introduction, is the first line always the same every time I come and preach?
所以当我在准备这个讲章的时候，我在写第一句的时候，我都是想说我为什么总是这么开场呢？
And it's true that I don't know every single one of you. Maybe I haven't had a conversation with every single one of you.
但是我不一定是说认识在座的每一位。
But the passage that we just read is about two cultures learning how to expand the gospel together.
我们刚刚所读的经文是有关两个文化一起要扩展福音。
And I wonder if part of the reason why I feel like I have to come in like I'm some kind of stranger is because of some kind of cultural gap.
所以我在想说我为什么要这样子重复的介绍我自己，是不是因为文化上有一些差距？
Or because I only speak one language.
或者是说我只是讲一种语言。
And so I think maybe subconsciously that's one reason why I always start every message when I preach for the Chinese side that way.
所以我想前提是这是我为什么每次要在中文堂讲到第一句就是要介绍我自己。
And so when it comes to the idea of language, I only speak one language, English.
讲到语言的时候，我只会说一种语言，就是英文。
And something I've been learning about myself is when there is another language being spoken.
我对自己说，发现自己每当有一种语言在人家在讲一种语言的时候
，If I don't understand what's being said.
若我听不懂他们在讲的话的时候
，Then I kind of pretend like nothing's happening, nothing's going on.
我就假装说什么事情都没发生。
And I noticed this when we took our youth group to Mexico, where the predominant language is Spanish.
所以我带那个青少年去墨西哥短宣的时候，我也发现这件事情。那边主要的语言是西班牙语。
I also notice it if some of you are having a conversation that I don't understand.
我也发现当我听到你们在座的有一些人在对话的时候，我听不懂。
I know there are times where some of you have been having a conversation, but because I don't know what's going on, if I need to ask you a question about your son or daughter, I might just interrupt you.
所以因为我听不懂你们在对话的内容，所以我觉得说很自由的能够打断你们的对话。
I believe I've done that to some of you over the years.
我相信在这几年当中我有对在座的有一些人有做过这些事。
I'm also doing it to Wilbert as he translates because I have no idea when the translation ends.
他也同样的对待我，因为他不知道我什么时候翻译结束。
But sometimes I think if there is a cultural gap, sometimes we run away from something that we might not understand.
所以我想说，若面对文化的一个差距的时候，我们可能有时候会逃避。
And in the book of Acts, in chapter 15, you see two cultures who are trying to be one for the sake of the gospel.
所以在《使徒行传》十五章，我们看到有两个不同的文化，为了福音的缘故，要成为一个文化。
And some of the challenges that they encounter, I believe, are similar to the challenges we can face as a Chinese church with both Chinese and American culture.
所以他们所面对的挑战，我相信我们的教会也面临同样的挑战，就是说要介入两个不同的文化。
And so in Acts 15, you see the Jews and the Gentiles who were not Jewish growing together as the body of Christ.
所以在使徒行传十五章，我们看到犹太人跟外邦人两个不同的文化，他们一起在基督身体上要成长。
And I am thankful that we have a great leader of our church, Rupert.
我很感谢我们有个很好的 领导那个徐长老。
And one phrase that I hear him saying over and over again is that we are one church.
所以我常常听他重复的是 的一句话就是说我们是一个教会。
And I've heard him say that many times.
我听他说过好多次。
And maybe sometimes we think that sounds good in theory, but maybe it's very difficult to see ourselves as one church.
但我们听到的时候我们可能觉得说理论上 很容易讲。但是 实践上面可能很难。
But I feel like this passage today is hopefully my way of supporting the vision that God has given him when he says we are one church.
所以我相信这个，希望这个经文可以用来支持许长老他借过神给他的印象。
In this passage, what we're going to see is that when there are two cultures worshiping God together,
这段经文我们看到说，当有两个不同的文化一起来崇拜神的时候。
We want to do what we can to make it easier for one another and make sure culture doesn't get in the way of the gospel.
So we need to make it easier for one another.
And so to give us some context to this passage,
让我给大家一个背景。
Paul and Barnabas are traveling around the Mediterranean world.
保罗跟巴拿巴他们在地中海一带。
And their missionary journey is not necessarily easy.
他们的宣教的旅程并不一定是容易的。
But it's exciting that people are believing in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是因为有很多人相信耶稣基督的福音是蛮兴奋的一件事。
But even in this excitement, they come to a particular teaching that is concerning to them.
但是在这个兴奋当中，他们也面对了一个困扰他们的一个问题。
And we see that at the start of Acts chapter 15.
我们在《使徒行传》十五章一开始就看到这件事情。
And verses 1 and 2 say this.
第一二节这么说。
But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question.
使徒行传十五章一到二节、有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼不能得救保罗巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论众门徒就定规叫保罗巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老
So what are these teachers from Judea teaching?
所以这些从 犹太来的教师所教导的是什么呢?
And they say you have to be circumcised according to the custom of Moses in order to be saved.
他们说你们要按照摩西的规条受割礼才能够得救。
And so to understand what they're saying, we have to ask ourselves, what is circumcision?
要了解他们所说的是什么事，那我们必须知道什么叫做受割礼。
And I preached it from this passage almost a year ago on the English side.
我在英文堂将近一年前也讲过这篇信息。
What I told the English congregation, particularly the kids,
我告诉英文的会众，特别是那些孩子们
，is that when it comes to the word circumcision, I'm comfortable saying that it's a Jewish cultural tradition.
来到这个受割礼这个字的话，我比较轻松的能够说这是个犹太的传统礼仪。
If you want to know what it actually is physically, ask your parents.
所以你如果想了解细节的话，要问你的父母亲。
And I wonder if any of them actually ask.
Yeah, 我不知道说你的孩子们有没有问你们。
But it is a symbol that has much to do with being Jewish.
所以这是做当一个犹太人的一个象征。
And so what this teaching was saying is you have to be Jewish in order to be saved.
这个教导是告诉我们说你必须是个犹太人才能够得救。
That's how some people could understand it.
这是有些人了解的地方。
Or at the very least, you have to abide by Jewish culture and customs in order to be saved.
至少说你必须遵循那个犹太的传统才能够得救。
And so when Paul and Barnabas hear this, they have a problem with it.
所以当保罗跟巴拿巴听到这个教导的时候，他们认为这个有问题。
And so they go back to Jerusalem where many of the apostles of Jesus are living.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷去，耶稣基督很多的使徒跟长老住在那边。
Because it's not a teaching that they can just ignore.
因为这个教导他们不可以忽视。
Because it isn't true that you have to follow a certain cultural standard in order to be saved.
因为说你必须 遵循一种传统才能够得救是错误的。
But up until this point, it was a little confusing because many of the believers at this time in the early church were Jewish.
但是对当时的信徒来讲，因为他们大部分都是犹太人，这是很迷糊的一件事情。
And so it was easy to misunderstand something that was cultural as being spiritual.
所以可能会误解了一个文化的传统，把它当成一个属灵的真理。
And so because of that, Paul and Barnabas and other leaders gathered together at Jerusalem to talk about what do we do about this teaching.
所以因为这个缘故，保罗跟巴拿巴他们在耶路撒冷跟其他使徒长老开会。
And we see what is said starting in verse 6.
所以我们在第六节开始看到他们所谈论的是什么。
The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And after there had been much debate,Peter stood up and said to them, Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith.
第六节到第九节，使徒和长老聚会商议这事，辩论已经多了。彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，是圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
And so back in Acts chapter 10, God had given Peter a dream to help him see that the gospel wasn't just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles.
在使徒行传第十章的时候，那个神给彼得一个梦，让他明白说，那个福音不仅是给犹太人，也给外邦人。
And God wanted Peter to see the Gentiles in this way.
神要彼得是外邦人，如同是那个犹太人一样。
So at this time, Peter is the right person to speak up and say something about this teaching.
所以这个时候，彼得是最好的、最适当的发言的人。
And he says there needs to be no distinction between the Gentiles, them, and us, the Jews.
他说我们就是犹太人，跟外邦人不应该有一些分别。
And he says us because the leadership of the church in Jerusalem, it's primarily Jewish at this time.
他说我们因为当时耶路撒冷教会的领导是犹太人。
And so he's saying to make the Gentiles follow this Jewish tradition of circumcision, it doesn't make sense.
所以他这里是说那个要外邦人遵循犹太的割礼的礼仪是不合理的。
And this is what he says in verse 10.
所以他以十节这么说。
Now therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will.
第十节到十一节，现在为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的颈项上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
And the title of this message is an easier yoke.
我信息的标题是更容易的轭。
Because Peter uses the word yoke in verse 10.
因为彼得在第十节用轭这个词。
And the most common understanding of a yoke, it is something that keeps animals connected to each other and to a vehicle like a plow or a wagon, something that they are pulling for a specific purpose.
轭的最常用的一个定义是一块木用来连接两个或以上的动物的颈项到那个犁头上。
But it's a good image for us to think about as a Chinese church that has both Chinese and American culture.
这个对我们来讲是个很好的一个景象，因为我们这个中国教会有介于两个文化，中国文化跟美国文化。
When two oxen or cattle are pulling a wagon or a plow, they have one goal.
They have one
goal.
Oh, okay. 当两头牛他们有个轭，他们一起行走的时候，他们有一个目标。
And so, as a Chinese congregation and an English congregation, we have one goal as well.
所以，我们中文会众跟那个英文会众，我们也同样的一个目标。
We want people to be healed and set free in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们想要人得借着耶稣基督得医治，被得释放。
And so what Peter is saying is we want to make it as easy as possible for us to participate in that goal.
所以彼得是说我们要让彼此能够容易的参与这个目标。
And what he's saying is if we're putting this cultural restriction on the Gentiles, we're giving them an unnecessary burden that could get in the way of this goal.
他是这里在告诉我们说我们若把这文化的枷锁能套在他们的脖子上面是给他们 不容易承担的一个重担。
And there is a saying I have heard Rupert say many times in our church.
我常常在教会听到许长老说这一句话。
And I'm going to use an English acronym to help explain it.
我用英文的一个缩写 来解释。
But do we know what ABC stands for?
你们知道 ABC 代表什么吗？
American-born Chinese, right?
美国生的华人。
And OBC, overseas-born Chinese, like
OBC
many of you.
OBC 就海外生的华人。
And I've heard Rupert say this a lot of times. He says, our thinking, it needs to come from not ABC, not OBC, but BAC.
我常常听许长老讲说我们的 思想不应该是说我们是 ABC 或 OBC, 但是应该是从 BAC 来。
I'm so interested how, I guess it doesn't translate, he just says BAC. Yeah. What does BAC stand for?
BAC 代表什么呢?
Born again culture.
Born again culture, 重生的文化。
Meaning that if we are saved by the grace of Jesus Christ,
意思是说我们若借着耶稣基督的恩典得救
we're no longer Chinese first or American first, but we are a child of God first.
所以我们已经不是 优先我们已经不是那个中国人或者美国人我们是神的儿子
That is our main identity.
我们主要的身份是我们是神的儿女
And that's where our thinking needs to come from.
所以我们的思想要从那边开始
And so in verse 11, Peter is saying, regardless of whether you are Jewish or a Gentile, you are saved by grace.
所以十一节彼得告诉我们说，不管你是外邦人或者是犹太人，你得救是因为神的恩典。
And so that's why when this teaching was going around saying you must be circumcised to be saved, it was wrong.
所以当这个有人教导说你必须受割礼才能够得救，那是错误的。
And so if we had some kind of restriction,
所以若我们教会有某种限制的话
that said you have to be Chinese to be part of this church
你必须是个中国人才能够成为这个教会的一部分
I wouldn't have a job right now
我现在就不会在这里
because I'm not Chinese
因为我不是中国人
but that doesn't matter because my primary identity is BAC born again
但是那不重要因为我主要的 身份认同是我是个 BAC 我是个重生的文化
and if that's our main identity then what God has done with that
若那是我们主要的身份，那神怎么样看待
？Is he has taught me so much and how to appreciate Chinese culture？
所以他教导我那要如何欣赏中国的文化
？Because you are my brothers and sisters in Christ。
因为你们是我在基督里的弟兄姐妹。
Even if I only know about 5 words in Chinese，
虽然我只是中文，我只认得五个字。
I could say hello。
我会说 hello， 喂。
I could say thank you.
我可以说谢谢。
God.
神。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Pray.
祷告。
That's about all I've got.
那差不多我所知道的中文字。
But you're still my brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是你们还是我在主内的弟兄姐妹。
Because we're BAC.
因为我们是重生的文化。
Don't ask me to try to use any of those 5 words because I feel very embarrassed about my pronunciation.
所以不要让我用那些讲那些是因为我会觉得很尴尬。
So if you are a Christian, your culture is that you are a Christian first.
所以你是个基督徒的话，你的文化主要的文化是基督徒的文化。
And what Peter is saying in verse 10 is because we have these two cultures coming together.
彼得在第十节告诉我们，因为我们有这两个文化连接在一起。
Can we make it easier for one another to experience that grace?
我们能不能让彼此更容易的体验那个神的恩典？
That doesn't mean it's easier.
并不表示说这是更容易。
But if we're all saved by grace alone,
但是我们若只是得救本乎恩的话
not by our background or our achievements or our accomplishments,
不是因为我们的背景或我们所成就的
can we make it easier for one another to experience the grace of God?
我们能不能让彼此更容易的经历神的恩典
And so the conclusion of this discussion comes when a man named James speaks up.
所以这个辩论的结论
And this is what he says starting in verse 19.
这个雅各在19节开始这样讲。
My judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols and from sexual immorality and from what has been strangled and from blood.
19节到20节，所以据我的意见，不可难为那归附神的外邦人，只要写信吩咐他们禁戒偶像的污秽和奸淫，并乐死的牲畜和血。
And so James says there are three things that we need to say to the Gentiles.
雅各说我们有 对外邦人有三点要跟他们讲。
They should not eat food that's been associated with idol worship.
他们不可以吃拜过偶像的食物。
And they need to abstain from sexual immorality.
他们也要禁戒奸淫。
These are sin issues. And so as a Christian, it's important that we say we are not to do these things.
这些是跟罪有关，所以对一个基督徒来讲是很重要的一些事情。
And then the third thing he says is that there are certain kinds of meat that the Gentiles should not eat.
第三点是说有某些肉外邦人不可以吃。
And the reason for that is in the presence of both Jewish and Gentile Christians.
那个原因是因为当在场的有犹太基督徒跟外邦的基督徒。
For the Jews who are following their cultural traditions.
对那些犹太人来讲，他们在遵循他们的传统。
There are certain kinds of meat that they cannot eat.
他们有一些肉他们不能吃。
And so this could be a barrier to fellowship.
所以这个可能会成为他们团契相交的阻碍。
But beyond that, he's not saying that they need to follow the Jewish tradition of circumcision.
那除此之外，他并没有说他们必须遵循受割礼的传的礼。
He's saying these are important spiritual things for them to consider.
他说这些是属灵上需要考虑的一些事项。
But beyond that, can we make it easier for us to fellowship together?
除此以外，我们可以不可以让彼此更容易的相处？
I believe our church does a very good job of this.
我深信我们教会在这方面做得很好。
Where we have both Chinese culture and American culture together in one church building.
我们在一个教堂里面有两个不同的文化。
And there's ways that we have learned how to make fellowship easier for one another.
我们也学习到如何让彼此能够更容易的有团契有相交。
My favorite example of this is at lunch.
我最喜欢的一个例子是吃饭的时候。
We have Chinese food and we have pizza.
所以中午的时候我们有中国菜跟 pizza。
And when I go speak at other Chinese churches, I don't see any pizza.
我在其他的中国教会讲到的时候，吃中饭的时候没有看到有披萨。
But it's both a way for us as a Chinese congregation and for the really young ones who appreciate American food, where there's something for both.
这是为了让彼此能够连接，能够满足各方的需要。
And we can share a meal together and have great fellowship because of this.
因为这样子我们可以一起吃饭，有好的交通。
I've even seen French fries this summer.
我也看过这个暑假我们也有薯条。
But that's an example of what it means to make fellowship just a little bit easier.
这是怎么样的让我们团契比较容易的一个例子。
And now, some of us eat both Chinese food and pizza at lunch.
所以我们现在我们中饭的时候有一些人就是说吃中国菜也吃披萨。
And I'm guessing some of you maybe never ate pizza until you moved here and lived in America.
我猜你们可能在座有一些来美国之前没有吃过 pizza.
And at the same time, I am actually learning how to enjoy bitter melon.
同时我也开始享受吃苦瓜。
Even though I never ate it until I was 30 years old.
我在30岁之前从来没有吃过苦瓜。
And if you told me 5 years ago that I would enjoy eating bitter melon, I would have said you're crazy.
如果你五年前你说我会喜欢吃苦瓜，我会说你。
But we have it often enough, and I'm learning how to enjoy it.
但是我们常常有苦瓜，所以我开始享受。
And so, when I preached from this passage in our English service, about a year ago.
将近一年前我在英文堂传讲这个信息。
Thinking about the meaning of this passage.
我在想这段经文的意义。
I asked Rupert.What is something that the English congregation that we can do to make it easier for the Chinese congregation?
我问许长老，英文会众能够做些什么，能够让中文的会众更容易一点。
And this was his answer.
这是他的答复。
He said, "Understand us."
他说了解我们。
Can you begin to understand what it is like to move to this country?
你能不能开始了解说移民到这个国家是什么？
To go through struggles and have to adapt to a different culture?
要经历一些挣扎，能适应新的文化。
Not because it has anything to do with our salvation or what we're supposed to do.
这跟我们的得救跟我们应该做什么无关。
But it's a way that we can get to know each other better.
但是这个能够促进我们彼此之间的认识。
And so while I may not be Chinese,
so 我可能不是中国人。
I know that we exist as a Chinese church for a reason.
但是我知道我们是以一个中华人的教会存在，是有个目的的。
I will never understand your experience and the challenge of coming to live in a new country.
我不可能体验你们移民在到美国的一个经历。
And many of you faced significant challenges when you made the choice to come here.
所以你们在座的很多可能面对很多挑战，来美国面对很多挑战。
And there might still be challenges even today.
说不定现在还继续有挑战。
And so I can see why coming to a Chinese church is a place of great safety.
所以我可以了解说能够来到一个华人的教会对你来讲是个安全的地方。
And comfort.
一个安慰的地方。
Where we can ultimately learn about our true identity, which is being saved by the grace of God.
在这种地方我们可以学习我们真正的身份是哪里，就是说我们是个基督徒。
And so one thing that we've had the privilege of doing this year with the youth group.
我在那个跟青少年今年能够做的一件事情。
We had a few of you as parents come in and share kind of your life story about how you grew up, how you came to this country, what was challenging, what was enjoyable.
我们请了一些家长到我们跟我们青少年分享他们来美国的经历，他们所面对的一些挑战。
And it's something that our younger generation really needs to hear.
这是我们的年轻一代所需要听到的一些信息。
Because then we get to know you better.
因为这样子的分享能够帮助我们更了解你们。
And what we've learned is sometimes having that discussion as a group.
我们那个时候有一群小组讨论之后。
Is easier than you parents trying to tell your kids in a one-on-one setting.
所以比如说你们父母亲跟孩子们一对一的交谈容易。
Because at least during youth group, we can force them to listen.
因为在那个青少年的小组的时候，我们可以逼他们听。
And it's not that easy to build that connection.
要建立这个关系并不容易。
But it's important so that we get to know one another.
但是为了能够彼此能够更认识，这是重要的。
And how we can all encourage one another to follow Christ, even if we come from two different backgrounds.
要虽然我们同两个不同的背景来，但是我们可以彼此鼓励，如何在主里面相交。
And so I really appreciated Rupert's response. So that would be something that we could think about as an English ministry.
我真的很感谢许长老给我的答复。
So then also from my perspective as our English pastor.
所以从我做英文部牧师的一个角度来。
Can I share with you what can make it a little easier for us as well?
我可不可以跟你们分享，你们怎么样可以让我们更容易一点
？So that we can believe more and more that we're one church.
让我们能够真的相信说我们真的是一个教会。
And Rupert's answer began with the words, "Please understand us."
许长老给我的答复是用，请了解我们开始。
And for the second generation, I would say the same thing.
所以对第二代来讲，这同样的一句话。
If you have children or have had children who have grown up in our church,
如果你有在我们教会成长或者正在成长的孩子们，
you know that it's not easy to go to school here.
你知道在美国上学不容易。
It might be a completely different kind of environment from what you experienced in China or Taiwan or anywhere else overseas.
这个可能跟你们以前上学的经历不一样。
But it's not easy.
但是不容易。
There's just a lot of academic pressure.
有很多学术上的一些压力。
But more than that, I've come to learn that for our younger generation, our biggest challenge is emotional.
我发现，但是更大的压对他们来讲，更大的压力是那个感情上的。
And if there's one word that's really important to us for the younger generation,
那有一个词对我们年轻代的很重要的一个词。
It's the word belong.
就是归属。
We want to know that we belong somewhere.
我们要知道说我们对归属于某一个地方。
And so for some of our students, the older they get, they start to feel like it's hard to belong.
对我们这些学生来讲，年轻学生来讲，
they are in an American school.
他们很难有归属，他们是在一个美国的学校。
And they might be born here and have an American passport.
他们可能在美国生长，也有美国护照。
But when you go to school, you're not considered as American as someone else whose family has been here for generations and generations.
但是他们上学的时候并不感觉自己是完全的美国人，跟一些两代三代的美国人比。
But then, when they go visit family in China or Taiwan,
但是当他们到中国或者台湾探亲的时候，
they're seen as the Americans.
他们被视为是美国人。
Where maybe they have this American accent.
说不定他们有美国的腔调。
Their Chinese isn't as good as for people who live there.
他们的中文并没那么好。
And so for the second generation, it's easy to feel like you don't belong anymore.
所以第二代，这些第二代的来讲都说他们很难找到归属感。
It may or may not be true.
可能不是真的。
But very often that can be our feeling.
但是他们这么感觉是真的。
Which is why the idea of BAC is so important.
所以那个 BAC 那个重生的文化的这个意念是很重要的。
Because we want to know that we belong here in our church.
因为我们想知道说我们在这个教会是属于这个教会的。
In the body of Christ.
我们在基督的身体上有认同。
And so for those who are growing up as children in our church, that is the struggle that they face.
所以在我们教会成长的年轻人，这是他们的挣扎。
It also is not always that easy for those of us who don't have family here at our church.
对我们那些在教会没有其他的家属。
And so there are people like my wife and I, or members of our young adult group that is growing, that don't have any family in our church.
有一些像我和我太太，我们和那些那个年轻的基督徒，我们没有其他的家人在这个教会。
And we can struggle to feel like we belong.
那我们常常有归属的那个挣扎。
And so the encouragement that we need as the second generation.
所以我们第二代所需要的鼓励是
：Get to know us, understand us.
请多多的更了解我们。
And I feel blessed to be able to do that because I serve here as a pastor, and there are many opportunities for me to say hi to you and get to know you.
对我来讲，我很祝福，被祝福，因为我是牧师，所以有很多机会跟你们接触，来认识你们。
But for some of our young adults who are new to our church, they don't have that same opportunity.
对我们很，但是对我们教会的很多的年轻的成年人，他们没有这个机会。
But they want to know that they belong.
但是他们想知道说他们是有归属的。
And so I realize maybe for some of us, there might not be that much we can do.
我知道说对我们很多有一些人来讲，我们可能能做的不多。
For some of you, if you don't speak English,
你们有一些可能不会讲英语的话。
I can shake your hand and smile.
我可以握你的手，跟向你微笑。
I can try to learn your name.
我可以试着学你的名字。
If it's a Chinese name, I'm going to mispronounce it.
如果是中文名字，我可能会发音不对。
But that hopefully that can help us see that we both belong.
但是希望这个举动能够让我们看到说我们是属于这个教会的。
It might not feel like a big thing.
可能感觉上并不是一件很大的事情。
But maybe we can see that we all belong.
但是我希望我们能够看到说我们都有属于这个教会。
Because we're born again Christians.
因为我们都是重生的基督徒。
That's our primary culture.
这是我们主要的文化。
So,If I haven't met you before, please come and say hi to me. Force me to try to learn your name.
如果我们从来没认识过，请来跟我说 hi， 然后跟我握手，认识我。
And if you see others in our church that who might have trouble meeting new other people in our church, say hello to them.
如果你看到有其他的你不认识的，他们你也可以跟他们说 hi。
Particularly between the Chinese and English congregations, if possible.
特别是中文会众跟英文会众彼此的交流。
Because I believe when we make things just a little bit easier for one another.
因为我相信，当我们让彼此之间更容易相处的时候
，Maybe it's a way that God wants us to experience His grace in a brand new way.
说不定是神要我们从另外一个角度来体验他给我们的恩典。
And maybe we can experience a different way of knowing that we are one church.
或许我们也可以从不同的角度来体验什么叫做 一个教会。
And so obviously when it comes to Bible study and discipleship, we will have our preferred language and cultural way of doing it.
很明显的是在那个 查经或是小组讨论的时候，我们可能有我们的主要的语言。
But can we ask ourselves this morning, what can I do to make it just a little bit easier for someone?
我们可以自己问自己，我能做些什么能够让对方更容易一点。
So what is this passage teaching us?
所以这段经文教导我们什么呢?
I think it's two main things.
我想有主要有两点。
First, it's that we are saved by grace.
第一点就是说我们得救是因为恩典。
So when Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架死的时候,
He didn't wait to pick up the cross and say, as soon as you do this cultural tradition, then I'll pick up the cross and die for you.
他并没有说我等到你遵循这个传统我才背起十字架。
He picked it up and he carried it as far as he could until he couldn't carry it any longer.
他就把十字架背起十字架一直背到他不能背。
And then when he was nailed to the cross and hanging there,
他被钉在十字架上吊在那边。
He said, it is finished.
他说成了。
Because he died for our sins.
因为他为我们的罪而死。
It was not because of any kind of tradition that anyone followed.
他这么做并不是我们遵循一个某种传统。
It was simply out of his love for us.
主要是出于他对我们的爱。
And so if we are saved by grace, may that be our truest identity.
所以我们因为恩典得救，那是我们的身份。
Not because we did anything to deserve it.
并不是说我们做了一些什么来赚取的。
But because that's how much he loved us.
而是因为他是多么的爱我们。
But then secondly, we see in this passage that grace can be experienced as one body.
所以第二点是说我们可以从这个段经文会看到说恩典可以以一个基督的身体一起来体验。
And when we can say, I want to make it just a little bit easier for my brothers and sisters in Christ.
那我们可以这么说我想让我的弟兄姐妹们更容易一点。
Then we will know that we truly belong here.
那我们就知道说我们真的是属于这个教会。
It doesn't get in the way of something that we might not know is true.
并不会影响一些真理。
So can we begin to do this as one church?
我们可不可以以一个教会来开始这么做?
Because as we do, I believe we'll get to share similar experiences to the early church here in the book of Acts.
因为我相信我们若开始这么做的话，我们可以经历呢早期教会所经历的能力。
And maybe then we can see how we have a greater and greater partnership in expanding the kingdom of God.
那我们看到说我们在传福音上面更有份。
And it can be a way that God wants us to be healed and set free, maybe in a new way that we haven't experienced.
说不定是神借着这个方式来让我们得医治、得释放。
And when we do that,
当我们这么做的话，
then I cannot wait to share some of these experiences that Paul and Barnabas had.
所以我都等不及的要分享保罗跟巴拿巴他们的经历。
Where we get to experience a greater and deeper joy of new ways that we understand the gospel.
我们可以经历一个更对福音的更深的一个了解更喜乐。
Not ABC.
不是 ABC.
Not OBC.
不是 OBC.
But BAC.
而是 BAC, 重生的文化。
And I hope and pray that that can be something that draws us closer together as a church.
我盼望跟祷告是我们的教会会能够如此。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。